Hello and welcome to the 8th episode of the 3rd season. Yeah, the 3rd season of the Hijinks TV podcast. It is I am he is we, and together we are the hosts of Hijinks TV. I am your friendly local neighborhood Dick Nuppa, here to bring you another entertaining podcast full of entertainment and sprinkled with some surprises throughout. We are officially over 1 year old. Bum, 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 bum. Confetti balloons. Oh my god, this is amazing. I didn't think I'd keep going, but you know what? It keeps me occupied for a few minutes throughout the week when I have a little bit of time here and there. So, without further ado, let's start filming this episode. You might hear a little bit of a change throughout this episode. I've got a brand new microphone I'm going to try to use and see how it sounds. So, sit back, relax, and away we...
Wait a minute.
Oh, what? What, Batman?
How come I didn't get to say my part of the intro?
I am so sorry. I'm so stoned and a little excited that we have surpassed over a year doing podcasts and just totally forgot, man. Okay, good. You know what? You can finish this off and then take us into the next segment there.
All right. I get to finish this off. All right, boys and girls. Sit down. Start rubbing your hands.
Hey, come on, Batman. Not that. Say your fucking part of the intro and let's get this show on the road.
Fine. And I am your friendly local neighborhood, Batman. Was that good?
Yeah, that was good.
All right. Skip, scop, and away we go.
Skip, scop, and away we go? Really? But they sit back, relax, and away we go.
That's what I just said. You said skip, scop, and away we go. No, I said relax, sit back, and away we go.
You know what? That actually sounded pretty good. All right, let's go with it.
All right, so this next segment that we're going to be talking about is going to be the Goldbergs, another one of the plot holes that I found in the Goldbergs, because there's a lot, and they start in, I started finding them in season 3, and I understand it's a show, it's based on Adam's life, it is not a direct, you know, but still, if you're going to be introducing actual things that happen in actual life, you cannot keep jumping back and forth if you are in 1980 something. And I would like to reiterate, I fucking love the Goldbergs. I love the show. I love it. Alright, so, in season 3, you know, it might have been in season 4. I'm not 100% sure now. It's been a while since I've actually watched the show and watched these episodes particularly. Anyway, so in one of the seasons, alright, they go see this movie, God damn it, I want to say it was Commando. They went and saw Commando. Alright, Commando came out in 1986, I believe it was. I'm pretty sure it was 1986. Anyway, later on in that same season, they go to the Thanksgiving episode. Now, this part is somewhat accurate, but not 100% accurate. Alright, so, they are on Thanksgiving, the game E.T., came out. If anybody remembers this game, you're pretty fucking old, or you're a fucking nerd. Not that many people remember this game coming out because it was such a fucking flop that they took all the copies and went and buried them out in the desert. That is not a myth. That is not a legend. That is not a conspiracy theory. They actually did that because this game was such a fucking flop. All right, anyway, that game came out on Thanksgiving in 1982. How did they go see a movie in 1986? And then later on that year, they went back in time to 1982. Unless my theory here is Adam Goldberg and his family are time travelers. That's the only way that this plot could line up here and that the stories could make any fucking sense. Alright, if you've got any plot holes of your own for any of the shows that you like to watch, just head on over to Instagram at hijinxtv_podcast and shoot me a DM. So it has officially been over a year since the COVID-19 outbreak started. Over a fucking year, we've been having to wear masks wherever we go. We've been having to wear masks when we're at work. We've been having to wear masks while we're shopping. Hell, people are even wearing masks while they're walking around town outside. Alright, masks are every fucking where. Except for inside of restaurants. How do I know this? Because I work inside of a restaurant. As soon as a fucking customer sits down at the table or booth, wherever the fuck they are, sometimes as soon as they walk in the fucking door, after they've walked in the door and the door's closed, they take their mask off. And they leave their mask off until they decide that they're going to leave. Alright, so now, while customers think that it's okay to have their mask off this entire time, they are, on the other hand, willing to call the state and report when any employee, even if it's one employee, even if it's for a couple of minutes, even if it's for a couple of seconds, is improperly wearing a mask, has it down underneath their nose even, because, you know, when you're talking and communicating in a kitchen and you have one of those paper masks on, no matter what you fucking do, the more you talk, it's going to slowly pull down, and over time, it's going to pull down under your nose. You're not supposed to touch your face, right? You're not supposed to touch your face right now. That's one of the guidelines. Don't touch your face. If you've never worked in a kitchen, it is one of the fucking top rules. Do not touch your face while you are cooking, or you go immediately wash your hands, okay? That's just a fucking cooking rule. If you have never cooked and you don't know that, now you know, all right? So these fucking customers are willing to not wear a mask the entire fucking time, see that other customers are not wearing their masks the entire time, and they're not going to say a goddamn thing. But when they see a fucking employee, they're going to call. And you know what happens when they call the state? The state then calls that fucking business, and they threaten that business with either a fine or being shut down if they get another report. A fine or being shut down. And it's a couple thousand dollar fine. So these piece of shit motherfucking customers that want to come in and jeopardize employees' fucking livelihood just because they have maybe a mask on incorrectly when they don't have a goddamn mask on at fucking all. What the fuck? What the fuck are you smoking, you stupid piece of shit? Do you wake up every goddamn morning with a stupid stick in your fucking hand and brush your fucking teeth with it, scratch your goddamn back with it, wipe your fucking ass with it, and you're good to go? Because you're beyond fucking stupid at this point. If you're willing to come into a fucking establishment without a mask on, and then you're going to call and try to get that place fined or shut down because somebody doesn't have a mask on properly, but they have it on, you're a fucking stupid piece of shit. And you need to stay the fuck home and stop going outside. Point blank. So, I've had some people messaging on Instagram asking about how Hijinks TV got started. So, this little segment right here is going to be the origins of Hijinks TV and how we got started. Alright, so, back in 2015, October 18th, 2015 was the birthday of not only myself, I turned another year older on that day, but also the birthday of Hijinks TV. That was when Hijinks TV was formed. So, around that time, one of my old friends and one of the founding members of Hijinks TV, I don't know what the hell he's going by now. At the time, he was going by Illiterate, changed to Moon Pie Bert around the time that we had our falling out, and I don't know what the fuck, a piece of shit's what I'm calling him now. Anyway, so around this time, he came over to my house. He showed me this live streaming app called Periscope. and I got pretty big really quick. I had a shitload of followers. I would have up to 3,000 to 4,000 people tuning into my live streams while I was doing karaoke, while I was doing just cannabis reviews. I'd go on the live stream with a joint every single day, or some flowers, some weed, and would review the weed that we were smoking, and also just talk about other stuff. And this formed into me wanting to do actual like shows and videos. And then we discovered this wonderful thing called Vines, and started doing some Vines, and I started this Badman Boop, and we started taking off there. And then all of a sudden Vines just died one day. The noise you're hearing in the background is me rolling a joint right now. Anyway, I'm trying to keep my timelines here because a lot of shit happened really quick when Hijinx TV was starting. So we needed a platform that would allow us to upload as many videos as we wanted for free a week, because I wanted Hijinx TV to be a channel. I wanted to have several different shows on it, and that's what I strove to do. I had cooking shows, I had product reviews, I had celebrity interviews. If you go on to Hijinx TV on YouTube, you can actually watch. I was the very first person to find out about Sharknado 3, I believe it was. David Michael Latt agreed to do an interview with me, and we did a telephone interview. He had stepped out of the meeting where they were finalizing paperwork for Sharknado 3, I believe it was. You'll have to go watch it, and so will I, to remind myself. I also had an interview with Adam Robitel. That's right. Emmy-nominated Adam Robitel, writer, director, producer. I was hoping to get him and Gavin Heffernan on at the same time, because they're like the team for this movie, The Taking of Deborah Logan. I did I used to do live, I called them Netflix and Chill movie reviews. So I would tell my viewers, hey, we're watching this movie, we're starting it right now. Every like half hour, 45 minutes, I'd give a 10 minute break and we would start back up. I'd have a few hundred viewers every single movie review. And it was so much fun. So YouTube is where we found that we could upload all of our videos for no charge, and we could upload as many as we wanted. Vimeo and other stuff like that, you've got to pay for having unlimited video uploads. You only get a certain amount of megabytes to upload every week. And some of our videos were a couple gigabytes big. So, you know, we needed that space. So that's where we got our YouTube channel set up. Was so we could upload X amount of videos, however many we wanted every week. And so after some hard work, I gotten quite a few shows up on there. Did a movie, did a little short film called Paranoia, which has inspired quite a few other shows since that time. Unfortunately, because I didn't have any lawyers and shit, I can't legally do anything about it, but I know that there's several shows that have come out since I released my short film Paranoia with such a similar fucking storyline to what I did back in 2015. Maybe that was in 2016 that I did that. And a hoozle. That's where Hijinx TV got our start. And I don't need to go into the falling out aspect of that, because that stuff happened over several months. And it was stressful. Still is stressful doing all this shit by myself. Having me, myself, and I to figure out how to share all this stuff and get the word out there. And one day I hope to rebuild Hijinx TV with an actual team and take this to the next level. Now, right now, we got podcasting, we got TikTok, I've actually got a clip up on TikTok that's up to almost 12,000 views pretty quickly. I don't have a lot of followers yet, but my followers to following ratio is a lot better than a lot of them. Anyway, I'm rambling. I'm stoned. I'm done with this joint. I'm done rolling this joint. Now I'm going to go smoke this joint and maybe be back for another segment here. And, all right. Well, that's the end of the segment. To a destination, figured I would record a little segment that just popped into my head, and it has to do with old jobs that I quit. This job was, I think I've already talked about this job, about the head chef and the sous chef calling me their bitch, and me walking out and then coming back to work there later. Getting a housekeeping job. I don't remember if I talked about it. Anyway, I'm gonna fast forward to the fun part when me and my brother, we were running the place. He was the head chef, I was the sous chef. He was the head kitchen manager, I was the assistant kitchen manager. And we had so much fun. We still have people talking about when the brothers used to run it. Nobody remembers our fucking name, but they remember that some brothers ran it, and when the brothers ran it, it was pretty fucking good. Anyway, one of the things that we liked to do was when we weren't working was watching South Park. South Park still is one of my favorite shows. One of the episodes in particular was one of the time travelers coming to our time and taking our jobs, and the citizens of South Park would all took our jobs and shit like that. So every now and then my brother and I, we would randomly burst out with they took our jobs, throughout the night, just to give the crew a little bit of a morale boost, you know, when we started getting fucking slammed, because we had several nights where we would do $5,000 just in food, not to mention drinks. And our ticket nail would be filled, completely fucking filled. And our ticket nail was about 7 inches tall. That was a lot of fucking tickets. Anywho, this was one of my favorite jobs ever. I wanted to be a chef. I loved watching Kitchen Nightmares and Hell's Kitchen, to be more specific. I watched every single season of Hell's Kitchen and still cannot for the life of me understand why people cannot cook a fucking risotto. Come the fuck on. Anyway, I loved this fucking job so much. It was one step below where I wanted to be a head chef. I was a sous chef. I was still in charge of making some of the menu items. I was in charge of prepping all the food and cooking most of the food, and I loved it. I fucking loved it. I love cooking so fucking much. But no matter how much you love a job, there's only so much stress that one person can take. And these stresses came from me having the title of being a manager and not having the authority of an actual manager. For example, the owners had hired on one of their high school buddies who was a drug user and active use while he was working for us. And he, when we started opening up for brunch, he became the brunch cook, but he was essentially our backup line cook for nighttime. And this guy would show up an hour late to work, sit down on the fucking counter for an hour, and then tell me that he doesn't feel too good, so he's just gonna go on home, and then leave, without doing a goddamn thing. While talking to me and interrupting me from doing prep,
and making me take a little bit longer to do prep. So, this wasn't the only incident. Eventually, I had gotten in trouble for just sending everybody home at closing time except for the dishwasher and closing down the line and cleaning everything up myself. I was told by the owner and by my brother, who was then essentially my boss, that I needed to stop doing everybody's job. I was a manager. At the end of the night, I delegated who was to do what, and then I was to go downstairs and take a smoke break and let them finish. It should only take them 15 to 20 minutes. So by the time I come back up, because we had to take an elevator, they should theoretically almost be or be done. I came back upstairs 20 minutes later to find out that they were not done, even though they were all leaving and told me that they were done. What this person did was spend that 20 fucking minutes wrapping up our slider cheese. We had sliders. If you don't know what a slider is, what? It's a small burger. It's like a bite-sized burger. It's an appetizer. Some people can eat them for a meal with a side of fries or something, but they were usually for sharing. Anywho, they took these. We took regular sliced cheese and cut it into fours to fit onto our sliders. So they took each four stacks, split those stacks in half, and then just wrapped each of those stacks a lot of fucking times. And then put those eight stacks back together, and then wrapped those a lot of fucking times. Pretty much used an entire roll of industrial-sized fucking plastic wrap to do this. When I brought this to the owner's attention that he purposely and continuously did stuff just to do stuff to be a dick, I didn't use that word, but anyway, she told me to just stop letting him see that it bothers me and he will eventually stop doing it. Nobody talked to him about it. That was the end of it. I was supposed to just drop it and let it go, act like it didn't bother me, and eventually he would stop doing it. That is no fucking way to handle a situation like that when an employee is being blatantly disrespectful to a manager. That shows how little respect the owner has for that manager. And the only reason that I got the manager position was so they could put me on a $1,900 a month salary as opposed to the $3,000 a month I was making hourly, because I was there almost 7 days a week from open to close, which was 9 a.m. until at least midnight every fucking day. So instead of paying me hourly, they figured they'd keep having me do the exact same stuff, but adding a little bit more and then paying me less. I wasn't realizing the entire pay cut until about 2 months into my tenure, and I decided that I could find better elsewhere. And I did. I missed that job. I loved that job. We had live music, and I got to cook for and talk to the musicians. I made really good friends with a couple of the musicians, and I cooked a seafood stew for this kid from Hawaii, and he came up and hugged me and told me, "Don't tell my grandma this, but that is the best seafood stew I have ever had." And he had been eating it for a long time. So, I mean, I was really good at what I did. And I miss it. But I refuse to go back to a kitchen until I can afford to open my own. So, moral of the story, even if you find a job that you fucking love, don't allow yourself to be treated like shit for no good reason and be disrespected. You deserve better.
Oh, man, I am so fucking stoked to get this new character on WoW going. Alright, get me a, let's see here. I think I'm gonna do me an undead hunter? Yeah, I think I'll go undead hunter again. What the fuck are you doing over there, bad man?
Hey Dick, I didn't know you'd see me over here.
Well, you're creeping up, peeking over my desk. How would you think that I wouldn't see you?
Because I have my invisibility cloak on.
Your invisibility cloak?
Yeah.
Like, from Harry Potter?
Uh-huh. That's the one. How can you see me, though?
What are you doing? What are you doing here, Batman?
What are you doing?
Trying to play me some World of Warcraft.
What? Some what?
World of Warcraft.
What's that?
If you sit over here and be quiet, I'll show you.
Oh, shit, really?
Yeah, just be quiet.
Alright, what's that?
What's what?
What's that that you're doing right there?
Creating a character.
Okay. What are you going to do now?
Stop asking so many questions. I'm trying to figure out how I want my character to look.
What's that button do?
Fucking button are you talking about?
That one right there.
What one?
That one. The one I'm fucking pointing at, Dick. Are you seriously right now? Come on, don't fuck with me. That button right there, what does it do?
You mean this right here?
Yeah, with the little face on it.
That's a different character, bad man. I told you just not ask questions. Just sit there and be quiet.
Okay, fine. Hey, Dick.
What?
What's that button do?
Oh my fucking god. I literally haven't even done anything yet.
I know, that's why I'm asking what's that button do, because you're just sitting there.
What button, bad man?
That one right there.
Top button, bottom button, what button?
The one you got your hand on.
Oh my god, that's called my keyboard.
And what's that one do?
The mouse?
The what?
The mouse.
It doesn't look like a mouse.
Oh my god, it's just what, do you not know anything about computers, like, at all?
Computers. Yeah, I got a back computer. Alfredo helped me set it up.
And why are you asking me stupid fucking questions about this?
Because I want to know what you do with the World of Warcraft, and I don't know what to do with the World of Warcraft, so I was just asking because you look like you know what to do with the World of Warcraft. I don't know if that was a special World of Warcraft key stick thingy.
Keyboard?
Yeah, key stick thingy. Yeah, a board can be a stick, okay? There's keys. They don't look like keys, but they're keys, okay? What do they unlock?
They're not keys that go into locks. They're not that kind of keys. They're... It's the alphabet, the type.
Like, wait, but I got blood type A. I mean, I got a bunch of A's typed up in my bloodstream.
What? That didn't even remotely make any sense.
Yeah, it did if you listen to what I said.
Batman, go away. Please, just go away. Let me play my game.
Alright, Dick, I'll just be sitting over here being quiet.
Alright, well, that is going to wrap up episode 8 of season 3 of the Hijinks TV podcast. This has been so much fun. Thank you guys who are still listening. If you wouldn't mind giving a share to all your social medias, your Facebook, your news feed, your Facebook stories. And if you got Twitter, you can tweet it, you can fleet it. whatever the fuck that means. If you got Instagram, you can add it to your Instagram stories. I think you can add it to Reddit, Tumblr, a bunch of different things. If you got a Twitch channel and you're listening, throw out my little podcast here on your Twitch channel and maybe I'll come rub your balls. I'm just joking. I'm not going to rub anybody's balls except for my own. Yeah, be jealous. Alright, anyway, we will be back soon with episode 9. Thank you guys for continuing to listen throughout the year, and we will be bringing you another year of podcasts throughout 2021. Alright, we'll see you guys next time, and remember to invite all your friends.